Congress is hurtling toward a debt ceiling deadline, which means the U.S. could default on its payments for the first time ever. Here's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC today.
Failing to pay any of our bills that come due would really be a catastrophic outcome. I fully expect it would cause a recession as well.
Meanwhile, President Biden today heads to Michigan to stump for infrastructure and social spending bills that remain tied up in Congress. So, all eyes on Capitol Hill, and all ears on Kelsey Snell, NPR's congressional correspondent. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
All right, Congress has about 2 weeks or so before it hits this borrowing cap. Republicans have no intention to vote aye. Seeking to stick this issue to Democrats, I take it, tag them as overspenders. What options do the Democrats have?
Well, they're kind of trying to assess that right now, because there's one option that Democrats don't want to take, and that's the option that Republicans are trying to force them to take. You know, I think we should step back just a little bit and say that a lot of what's happening right now between Democrats and Republicans in the Senate is a fight over process and a fight over who has the, you know, procedural and historical high ground here. Republicans say that it's not their responsibility to increase the debt limit because Democrats have control of the Senate. Of the House and in the White House. Democrats say that, historically speaking, that this has been something that is eventually bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats come together to increase the debt limit because, well, Democrats and Republicans both drove up the debt in the first place. Now, Republicans want Democrats to use budget reconciliation, which is that tool of the budget process that allows them to go around the filibuster. Democrats say that would take too long, and they just want Republicans to kind of get out of the way and not object to a procedural vote that would allow Democrats to handle the debt limit all on their own. Republicans say they're not willing to give them a kind of speedy pass on this.
All right, now, again, let's do the political waffle meter here. Republicans raised the debt limit three times under President Trump. So why the change of heart now?
Well, they say it's because Democrats have full control in Washington. You know, some of this is that Republicans are taking advantage of the situation where, you know, a lot of people don't understand the relationship between the debt limit and spending. Most of the time, the debt limit is about paying for spending that already occurred. But, you know, people hear debt and they hear spending and they, you know, very rightfully think about the fact that Democrats are talking about new spending. Republicans are saying that they are not going to stand by and help Democrats, you know, increase the debt limit while they're talking about trillions of dollars in new spending. So a lot of this is a messaging campaign for Republicans to kind of show voters that they, you know, the way that they frame it is Democrats in disarray. They want that to be the thing that the public takes away when they look at Congress and then when they look at Democrats.
Well, Democrats have their issues. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tried to get her party colleagues to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill last week, failed, because progressives want to pair this with an ambitious, expensive social investment package. So what's the latest there?
Well, we know that the president has been continuing to engage with Democrats to try to get them all on the same page. Part of the problem that he's facing here is, again, that, you know, there are very, very narrow majorities in the House and the Senate. So any bill that they come up with has to be able to satisfy the most conservative Democrats and the most progressive Democrats. They all have to be able to look at the bill and say, this is something that, you know, has the pieces of legislation that they need. And that's very difficult to get to.
And Kelsey, really quickly, what is the sense of damage on Capitol Hill that this could do to President Biden? I mean, his approval numbers are not so great.
Well, Democrats are worried about Biden, but they're worried about themselves as well, because these spending packages contain the vast majority of all of their promises to voters. So they are trying very hard to find agreement so that they have something to run on when they're in the midterm elections next year.
All right. That's NPR's congressional correspondent, Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.